Hello. Here we are at 5 p.m. I think this is the final local show for 1160 a.m. The Quest, our fundraising effort. I'm here today with Kathy and Chris McDonald and Lori and Mike Carlton. We are going to do a newlywed game. These folks, that's a stretch to say newlywed, I must say. These folks have been married for a while, and we'll get into some detail on that in a minute. As an advocate for Catholic radio and a founding member of 1160 AM, The Quest has given me the privilege to assist 1160 AM on your radio dial. In fact, as one of your add that as one of your preset locations in your fashionable automobile. That's it. Push the preset button to 1160 AM The Quest. Also, I have found the app particularly useful, thequestatlanta.com. And you can find a way, if you work at it a little bit, to give us some money that way if you'd like to do that. I think Chris has offered a opening prayer.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. St. Michael, the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our defense against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, Prince of the Heavenly Host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl about the world, seeking the ruin of souls. Amen.
Amen.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Newlywed may be a stretch here, as our couples are seasoned veterans with a few years under their belt. Lori and Mike, how many years of bliss have you encountered?
30.
30 years. That's epic. And Kathy and Chris?
25.
25. And you have how many children?
We have five.
Five children. And over here to my right, Lori, just so if you need a visual, folks, Mike and Lori are to my right, and Chris and Kathy are to my left. So Mike and Lori, how many children?
We have six children.
Six children. Well, terrific. We are here to raise some money, so please crank up your checkbook and look for a few spare dollars. Like all Catholic institutions, we get to reach out into the community for support. And research has found that this radio station, 1160 AM The Quest, has brought converts to our faith very effectively. To bring some levity to our cause, we shanghaied these two couples for our very own version of the newlywed game. The questions will be very Catholic. Approved by Father John Ricardo himself. Have you heard this priest address the crowd? He's captivating, and you will learn a great deal about our historic faith. He is on this very radio station daily from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. That is 1160 a.m. The Quest. Lori, do you know what phone number people call if they want to donate?
Yes, it is 470-508-1160.
So I think at this point we are going to get into our contest. We have questions for the husbands and the wives. And if you've watched the newlywed show on TV, that's a little racy compared to what we're going to do here. This is, again, the Catholic version of the newlywed game. But before we jump in, do we have an update on any funds that might be coming our way?
Yes. So actually, I do have another donor from last hour that came in right at the end of their hour. So I want to give a big shout out to Fran H. from Huntersville. I also have a shout out from one of our matching donors from an earlier hour about, let's give a shout out to St. Catherine of Siena and St. Joseph Maronite. So, hey, if you go to St. Catherine of Siena or St. Joseph Maronite, go on and call in. I believe our couples in the room are St. Peter Chanel and St. Jude. So let's call in 470-508-1160.
So, yeah, St. Jude is run by Joe Corbett, who I understand is on his way back from Ireland after visiting with his ailing father. He's assisted by Peter Pedroza, who, in fact, was on air today at 10 a.m. with George from Christ the King. George, a skilled lawyer, pulled a lot of verbiage out of Father Peter. He did a good job today. Father Vandelay Oliveira. We have Deacons Jim Tremonte, Gary Shantz, and Ray Egan. If you folks want to call in and make these folks feel welcome and feel like they're blessed as Catholics, it might be a good idea to call 470-508-1160. Also over there, Mike Higgins is one of my buddies with Joe Corbett's parish. And Mike's brother, Father Brian Higgins, is at Christ the Redeemer in Dawsonville. So if you folks in Dawsonville are listening, and you really think Father Brian Higgins is the catch me out, you could send us a few bucks. That would be okay. Thequestatlanta.com would work. St. Peter Chanel, We have Monsignor Peter Rao. In fact, we find out that Father Frank, who's close friends with Joe Corbett, is the founding pastor of St. Peter's Chanel, and he's now residing at Christ the King and keeping us on our toes down there. Father Paul Porter was on the air earlier as well as the member of that parish, Father Bob Frederick, the deacons Mike Bickerstaff, Joe Crowley, Bill Keen, Keith Clodesy. You think I hit that one right?
Close enough.
All right. David Thomasberger and John Wojcik are your deacons. You're pretty heavy in deacons out there at St. Peter's Chanel.
It's a run on deacons.
Yeah, no doubt about it. So in our contest, what I would like to do is ask the ladies to leave the room if they could. I was going to ask the husbands some questions and to see how they perform. We're going to have them. Oh, we got somebody able to write down the answers because we need evidence. We don't want them, the husbands dodging the answer when the wife comes back in the room. So we will begin. Each question's worth 50 points. So let's see. I will start with Chris. What is your least favorite item of clothing in your wife's closet?
My least favorite item? Well, I would say that maybe she's got a pair of sweatpants too many.
Ah. Okay. And then, Mike, what would you say is your wife's least favorite item in the closet?
Probably shoes. I think she has more shoes than Corazon Aquino.
There we go. And question number two, worth 50 points, is what is the first thing your wife would buy if she hit the lottery?
No doubt my wife would buy an island in the Caribbean.
Ah, ooh, I like that. That's going to be a big win in the lottery, no doubt about it. And what would your bride buy?
Condo in Paris. No question.
Ah. Well, you guys and girls are going to live in high in the hog.
Okay. That was Paris, Kentucky, by the way. Just kidding.
Good comeback,
just
kidding. What would you say is your wife's favorite junk food?
Well, on the way up here, she was chowing down on a bag of Cheetos.
Cheetos, there we go, huh? And, Mike, what would you have to say?
Has to be nuts. Always chewing on nuts.
Okay. Any particular type? You know, the macadamia, something like that?
A small bag of the mixed nuts.
Okay, mixed
Those
nuts. There we go.
Pretty popular.
So, back to you, Chris. If your wife had a superpower, what would that be?
She would be able to read my mind.
That's good.
Yes. And in your case?
She'd be able to bi-locate so she could take care of all the kids we have.
Oh, okay. Say again.
All right, we've got some new donors to announce.
New donors
real
to
quick.
Announce. Excuse me.
So, wow, they're just popping in. So, if you've already called and you don't hear your name, we will get to you in a minute. So, shout out, thank you to Jamie and Brad P from Atlanta. They donated for Chris and Kathy. Rosemary L from San Francisco, California, for Chris and Kathy. Jen L from Atlanta for Chris and Kathy, and Jerry T from Atlanta for Chris and Kathy. So I'm noticing a trend here. Mike and Laurie's friends, come on and call in 470-508-1160 or go to thequestatlanta.com.
We have cheap friends. I'm a cheap date.
Well, Mike, you got to tell them too why you weren't exactly as prepped as Kathy and I.
Yeah. We're a pinch hitter.
Yeah, Mike and Laurie were asked to do this last night at about 10 a.m., 10 p.m. or 6 p.m., whatever. Yeah, so they're pinch hitters for sure, and doing a superb job. So now, where do you go for your wife's favorite vacation?
No doubt she would, if we were to go one place, back to one place, it would be the island so nice they named it twice, Bora Bora.
Oh, wow, okay. Wow. Bora Bora. Sounds exotic. And in your case, Mike?
That'd be Paris, France, not Paris, Kentucky. This time, Paris, France.
All right. We have concluded the questions for the gentlemen. If we could get the ladies escorted back into the room to see who can total up some dollars. In the meantime, if you folks want to call 470-508-1160, that would be a gift for our little effort here. Also, thequestatlanta.com. Would work. Now, whether you can make a donation or not, your prayers sent our way would be appreciated. And prayers for the station are in order as well. Notes of support via thequestatlanta.com help us a great deal, particularly if a program has impacted your life. Ah, the ladies are back in the room, and the husbands have been disciplined on how to display the answers. So I go back. What did I do with my questions?
So, gentlemen, so make sure that your wives do not see. We've got cards that the husbands are holding, so we got to make sure that we keep the cards flat like you guys are doing so the wives cannot see. That's just a little insight for all of you at home who are wondering how we're doing this. The guys have cards that they're going to hold up after the wives give their answers, and we're going to see how close they come. Shout out to Paula over here. She's sitting in the corner keeping score for us. So thank you to Paula as well. And let me just read a couple more donors, if that's okay.
Please.
So thank you to Brian D. from Milton for Chris and Kathy, Greg L. from Atlanta for Chris and Kathy, and Jerry V. from Atlanta for Chris and Kathy. So we are ready for some comparisons of answers now, aren't we, John?
Yes. Okay. Now we'll jump back to, we asked Chris, Kathy, what is his least favorite item of clothing in your closet? What do you think that answer is?
Oh, goodness. I know what it is, but I don't think he said that.
Oh.
To tell you the truth. I don't know if I should say that.
It's a Catholic show.
I know it's a Catholic show. That's why I'm questioning it, sort of on the edge there. Mm-hmm. I guess they would be granny underwear. I only have a couple. There's two.
And the answer is, Chris, sweatpants. Oh. The 50 points are dashed. So back over here, what would you say would be your least favorite item of clothing in the closet for your husband?
His least favorite for me?
Yeah.
I would say my fuzzy slippers.
Fuzzy slippers. Well, he went a little broader than that. He went shoes.
Shoes.
Okay. So we have no points so far.
I don't know.
Far.
I think that might count.
That's what I had in mind, of course. That's what I had in mind.
I think I'd give it to him.
50 points on the board.
You got to give us a break now. We're getting crushed on the fundraising.
50 points, Mike and Laurie. Great job.
All right. Now, Kathy, here we go. What is the first thing your wife would buy if she hit the lottery?
I probably would buy 5 different types of cars.
5 different types of cars, and we were going to buy an island. We were going to win those $100 million dollar pieces. So, and what would your wife? Yes.
I would buy an apartment in New York or Paris.
Ah. Oh. Home run. There
all
you
right,
go.
Mike said condo
in Paris.
Paris.
They're nailing it over here. Nice. They stand up to 100 points. Okay. So over here again, Kathy, what would your wife's favorite junk food be?
My favorite junk food. Let's see. Cheetos.
Home run. There we go.
Oh, okay.
So 50 points over there on the board.
Come back.
Yes, yes. And what would your favorite junk food be?
I would say chocolate chip cookies.
Oh, no, he went with the nuts. Fairly healthy.
That's pretty healthy.
Yeah, that is. Oh, well, yes. And then back to another question over here. If your wife had a superpower, what would it be?
I guess to fly.
To fly. There we go. And the answer is be able to read my mind.
I can already do that.
I don't know if you heard that, but she said she could do that already. Yeah. Back, most wives could probably say that.
Flight.
Yes, yes. Back over here to Lori, if your wife had a superpower, what would that be?
To make the children make all the decisions we want them to make.
Bilocate.
Bilocate to take care of the children. Kind of a stretch.
Yes. And let's see, question number 5. Where do you go for your wife's favorite vacation?
Paris.
Paris hits again, and we have Bora Bora. All righty. And then over, where do we go for your wife's favorite vacation?
It's a duplicate Paris.
Paris.
Guys, oh, boom, baby. Boom.
Paris. Got Paris, Paris on that one. Good job, Laurie nice. And Mike.
Yes. Well, thank you all. Now we're going to ask the ladies to stay and the gentlemen to depart. And we're going to take a short break.
Yep.
Right now, I think.
We're going to head to break. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Matt Krause from St. Pius X Catholic High School in Atlanta, Georgia. You're listening to Atlanta Catholic Radio, AM 1160, The Quest.
Please join us in the Infant of Prague Novena Prayer for the success of our Seek His Kingdom pledge drive. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. O Jesus, who has said, "Ask and you shall receive, seek and you shall find, knock and it shall be opened." Through the intercession of Mary, your most holy mother, I knock, I seek, I ask that my prayer be granted for the success of our Seek His Kingdom pledge drive. O Jesus, who has said, "All that you ask of the Father in my name, he will grant you." Through the intercession of Mary, your most holy mother, I humbly and urgently ask your Father in your name that my prayer will be granted for the success of our Seek His Kingdom pledge drive. O Jesus, who has said, "Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away," through the intercession of Mary, your most holy mother, I feel confident that my prayer will be granted for the success of our Seek His Kingdom pledge drive. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Hey, you. Yes, you. Have you heard the good news? The Quest Atlanta app makes it easy for you to take AM 1160 The Quest with you, no matter the time of the day or the location. Listen to your favorite shows on demand, submit prayer requests, record a testimonial, catch up on the latest headlines from Catholic news sources with ease. Just search for The Quest Atlanta in the App Store or on Google Play to download today.
AM 1160 The Quest challenges you to share the faith this Lenten season. Ask someone in your life to listen to Atlanta Catholic Radio, AM 1160 The Quest. Invite a friend to listen to The Quest Atlanta today.
This is John Horton. We are back here in The Quest, 1160 AM on your radio dial. If you're inclined to make a donation, 470-508-1160 is in the offing. And we have a website, which is thequestatlanta.com. We are continuing with our newlywed game with these two lovely ladies in the room. I have Lori on my right and, oh, new donors. New donors?
Yes.
You ready?
Okay.
Oh, we have to announce new donors. Excuse me.
We do. We have lots of donors. Sorry to jump in. We're moving so fast, and we've gotten so many donors, so I'm going to call out some names, and then why don't I give our current standing? Would that be good? All right. We'll do that. So thank you to, let's see, Therese M. from Atlanta, John and Louise H. from Roswell, Megan H. from Atlanta, Kathy C. from Atlanta, Francis F. from Atlanta, John A. from Dunwoody, Jennifer G. from Sandy Springs, Mark U., Brian G. from Tucker, Trish and Tom S. from Dunwoody, Michael G. from Dunwoody, Jim O. from Atlanta, and Robin I. from Atlanta. Now, we were regrouping over break, so something we're going to do to make this a little more challenging is I'm not going to read out who all of these donors are for. I'll let you know if we get anything to ring the bell, but I'll keep updating you with the scores. Remember, it is a dollar per point system right now, and we will total in the scores that Paula has written on the board. So before we do that, Chris and Kathy did get a leadership gift, which is a gift of $1,000 or more one time. So, Chris, well, Kathy, you're in here. Kathy, would you reach and ring that yellow bell in front of one of the mics for us? Right there.
There you go.
All right. Thank you, guys. Okay. So, our current standings right now, we're going to see how well we can do math on the spot. So, right now, the McDonald's have on the board 50 points, and the Carlton's have 150 points on the board. So the factoring in the dollar donation as well, the McDonald's score right now is, and Paula, you can write this on the board, 6,920. Awesome job. Mm-hmm. And then let's see, the Carlton score, factoring in the dollar for points, is 4,550. So those are our totals right now, combination of donations and points. The McDonald's are definitely in the lead, but you guys can keep calling for the Carltons. Hey, if you don't know the McDonald's and you want to donate for the Carltons, I know we threw out there that the Carltons came in a little last minute, but if you really want to see the McDonald's push this over the edge and just, you know, slam the competition, if we want another bell ring. I know we've got some competition in this room, don't we, John?
We definitely do. I can feel the tension between these two ladies. There's a tremendous amount of stress. I noticed that the eyes are strong between them.
And that number again, 470-508-1160.
Yeah, 470-508-1160. I can never, because you notice how sometimes when people leave you a phone message and they say, oh, hey, it's Biff, and here's my phone number, 470-508-1160. And, of course, you listen to the answering machine and you get nothing. So, 470-508-1160. There you go. TheQuestAtlanta.com works extremely well. So, Kathy, we have to you a very difficult question. How much cash money does your husband have in his pocket today?
I would say about $150.
$150 in cash money. And, Lori, what do you think he would be carrying around in his pocket today?
$40.
$40. So, there we go. And back over here to Kathy. Would you say your husband, let me ask this question correctly. Who would your husband say is the most unusual member from your side of the family tree?
My father.
Oh. Okay, cool. And Lori, what would you say?
I would have to say my Uncle Johnny Marchese.
Uncle Johnny. Yeah, that's me. Uncle Johnny. And back over here, Kathy. When and where was your first kiss?
Oh, gosh. You know, we actually were talking about this earlier, and I don't think we ever came up with it. This is what we were saying earlier. We've been married so long that we've forgotten a lot of things from the past. I guess I would have to say after the Olive Garden date that we had.
Olive Garden. All right. All right. And Lori, what would you say when your first kiss?
Well, I had time to think, and I do remember it was in Minnick Hall at the dorm I lived in Miami of Ohio in 1988.
Wow, 1988, Miami of Ohio. Ooh, I love that. And back to Kathy. Kathy, this question is, where did you go on your first date?
I would have to say the Olive Garden.
Oh, okay. The Olive Garden wins. Good spot. Yes. And Lori, where did you go on your first date?
The Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Wonderful stuff. I love this. Oh, and well, this could be a leading question. What's his favorite restaurant?
I'm going to say Canton House.
Oh, okay. And what would you say Mike's favorite restaurant is, Lori?
Marlowe's Tavern.
Marlowe's. Okay. Which location?
The Roswell location, right by church.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that works. Okay. And that concludes our questions for the second round with the ladies. We're going to ask the gentlemen to return to the room if we could. And in the interim, if you folks want to assist Mike and Lori Carlton with some funds for 470-508-1160 or dial into thequestatlanta.com. Now, as a business owner, you can become an underwriter and have access to the 3 million plus listeners on a frequent basis. We are called to evangelize, and the quest may be the path you take. Boy, oh boy, do they love monthly donors at the Quest. Think about it. With some predictable cash flow, they're able to plan ahead and find better ways to spread our faith. Carol and the staff have all sorts of goodies they can send your way with that monthly donation. So, we don't have a goal for an hour. So the money's pouring in, though. We're doing well. Thank you, folks. Is the Holy Spirit sitting in the car with you? Maybe you ask for some guidance, and the Holy Spirit's telling you to dial 470-508-1160. Also, the five children that belong to Kathy and Chris McDonald, I'd like to suggest that they text fairly heavily to their friends right now and either put in 470-508-1160 or thequestatlanta.com and get your friends to see if they can contribute to this cause. Maybe they do it on Snapchat. Maybe you do it on Instagram. There's a lot of things going out there that I don't 100% understand technology-wise. But if you could assist, that would be well. And then Mike and Lori, you have six children, and they probably all have telephones. And let's put them to use, children. Let's get online and start texting for Mom and Dad to see if we can get some money in the door here at thequestatlanta.com or 470-508-1160. And, oh, the powers to be here are confabbing. Do we have any numbers to offer?
Okay, so we don't have any numbers quite yet. We do have some new donors that I can announce some of these. You guys are doing great sending in your donations. You are blowing up the phone lines, and we are scrambling to get all of the names in time. So let me go on and read off some of the names that we have right now. Let's see. Hey, John, you got a donation. You got a donation from Artie P. from Lawrenceville.
Cool.
We've got Randy and Ashley G. from Dunwoody, Joe C. from Cumming, Mark T. from Dunwoody. We also have Larry B. from Alpharetta, Paul Y. from Sandy Springs, Karen T. from Marietta, and Kim Y. from Alpharetta. So we've got more coming in as we go, but that number again is 470-508-1160.
And are we back to the game? I think so. We are back to the game. And the gentlemen have returned to the room. They look a little pensive. That's probably a good thing. So the question, Chris, that we asked Lori, wait a minute. Now I got to get my name straight here. Kathy, was how much cash money would you say your husband has with him today?
So it's how much I have in my pocket, she thinks I have in my pocket.
Yeah.
$200.
$200. All right. Her answer was? So you must
That's
have.
$150.
Yeah, $150. That was pretty good. You know, you must have bought her something on the way. Well, here, correct?
It was the $50 that I lent her on the way up.
Oh, there you go. Exactly. So it was 100%. That's 100 points right there. No doubt about it. Yes. And over here, Lori, you asked Mike, how much money do you think you have in your pocket today, Mike?
I'll say the same, $200.
$200, and she had you down for 40.
Oh, jeez, maybe the kids stole my money.
Yeah, she thinks you're a cheapskate.
Wow.
Oh. And going back to question number two, what would your husband say, who would your husband say is the most unusual member from her side of the family tree?
Besides Cousin It?
Besides Cousin Nit, yes.
I would say I'm going to go with Cousin Joey.
Cousin Joey. Oh, and her answer was father.
Right?
Yeah.
He didn't want to say that. He didn't want to say it.
Well, look at that. We're being Catholic here. This is it. You didn't want to spend a lot of time.
He's unusual in a good way.
Yeah, you didn't want to spend a lot of time in the confessional this weekend. So that was a good move there, Chris. No doubt about it. So, Mike, the question to you is, who is the most unusual relative from her side of the family?
Well, her brother is considered the most interesting man, like the commercial. So I'll say Uncle Jason.
Uncle Johnny.
Oh. Uncle Johnny Marchese.
Yeah, okay. Got it.
Uncle Johnny Marchese. Oh. Yeah.
He is. I got it. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. I used to have an Uncle Freddie Callahan. Freddie was fabulous with the Irish jokes when he'd show up with the family and the jigs and whatnot, the songs he sang. Yeah. So, and the next question we asked Kathy was, when and where was your first kiss?
When was our first kiss? It was at the Olive Garden.
Wow.
Oh. Ding, 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 ding.
Look at right. that. 100 points on the
wow.
board.
Wow. He'll never forget that.
Yes. You're in good shape there. So, Mike, same question to you. When and where was the first kiss?
It's either the Upham Arches at my, probably college dorm.
College dorm.
Oh,
my dorm.
Nice.
Oh,
good job.
Yeah. And which college was that?
Miami of Ohio.
Yeah. There must be some alumni from Miami of Ohio here in Atlanta that want to call in for Mike and Lori and maybe assist their cause. Do you think there aren't any alumni here in town? New donors to announce. We have more players sending money our way. Pass the ball to Rachel.
Yeah, but I agree. If you're from Miami of Ohio, go on and give a call in. 470-508-1160. Okay. I'm getting notes from the production room that I do need to be announcing who each of these donations are for. So we have so many donors that we need to thank. We're gonna take a minute here and just go through the list. So if you've donated and you haven't heard your name yet, or if you just heard me say your name, buckle your seatbelts because you're about to hear all of our beautiful, wonderful donors and who they are donating for. So we will start with the Carltons. So we have a list here. Larry B. from Alpharetta, thank you. Paul Y. from Sandy Springs. Karen T. from Marietta. Kim Y. from Alpharetta. Vivian H. from Cumming. Jennifer G. from Canton. Judith V. from Suwannee. Maura and Dina V. from Woodstock. So those are our donations for the Carltons. So thank you guys so much for your donations. Now for the donations for the McDonald's. And I think we've got some of John's mixed in here too. So, and reminder, they are going crazy over there trying to type all these in as fast as they can. So you guys rock, please keep calling. Or if you want to just go to thequestatlanta.com, hit that donate button. You guys are doing great, being amazing. So let's listen to all of the donors for Chris and Kathy. All right. Thank you to Jamie and Brad P. from Atlanta, Rose Marie Lee from San Francisco, California, Jen L. from Atlanta, Jerry T. from Atlanta, Brian D. from Milton, Greg L. from Atlanta, Jerry V. from Atlanta, Therese M. from Atlanta, John and Louise H. from Roswell, Megan H. from Atlanta, Katie C. from Atlanta, Francis F. from Atlanta, John A. from Dunwoody, Jennifer G. from Sandy Springs, Mark U., Brian G. from Tucker, Trish and Tom S. from Dunwoody, Michael G. from Dunwoody, Jim O. from Atlanta, Robin I. from Atlanta. We've got one for John mixed in here, Artie P. from Lawrenceville. Okay, now back to Chris and Kathy. We've got Randy and Ashley G. from Dunwoody, Joe C. from Cumming, Mark T. from Dunwoody, Stephanie T. from Dunwoody, Christopher G. from Atlanta, Marta D. from Atlanta, Bernadette P. from Dunwoody, Jennifer B. from Santa Ana, California, Monsignor Joe Corbett from Sandy Springs. Here's another John mixed in. Ken P. from Lawrenceville. We also have, let's see, for Chris and Kathy, we have Ruby P. from Atlanta, David C. from Dunwoody, Glenn and Kelly I. from Atlanta, Elizabeth A. from Atlanta. We've got these mixed in here. So here's one that is half for the McDonald's and half for the Carltons.
Ah.
June I from Marietta. So you guys have some mutual friends, I see. Mm-hmm. And then we have for Chris and Kathy, Sue and Alex K. Let's see. Now we're getting a little more mixed in. So come back to me in a couple minutes and we will just keep announcing all of these donors that are coming in. Thank you guys so much. That number again is 470-508-1160.
We've progressed nicely here with our newlywed game. It seems like the couples are comfortable with each other at this point in time. Minimal disagreements, no dirty looks. things are working very well here from our perspective. Now we go back to the next question, which probably fits a little bit with the previous question, is where did you go on that first date? Chris, what would you say your answer is?
Well, just like you guys had your Paris twice, we've got our Olive Garden twice.
Well, there you go. So Olive Garden it is. All right. Wow. Another 100 points on the board. And over here, Mike, what do you think Laurie's answer was?
Well, being the fact that I'm a hopeless romantic, it was the Rocky Horror Picture Show.
And that is a home run. All right, another 100 points on the board. And let's see, we were thinking about vacations before. And let's see, I think Kathy, we asked Kathy, let me catch up here. No, I am incorrect. We're back to restaurants. I asked Kathy, what's his favorite restaurant?
Well, considering we just opened one this week, it's got to be Candler Rail Taqueria.
Shameless plug, of course.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, in fact, we ought to talk about that a little bit. Where is your restaurant located?
It's down in Candler Park, one block south of the original Flying Biscuit. It's a brewery and taqueria.
Mm-hmm. Ah, and you serve beer there?
We are a brewery, so we serve beer.
Oh, well,
we
wonderful.
Serve lots of beer. Eight different types.
Eight different types of beer, and I can get something to eat there as well?
Absolutely. Get some hot tacos.
Yeah.
Did you bring any beer tonight?
I, in fact, brought a growler of our flagship IPA.
Well, let's pass that around a little bit. We might have to liven up the crowd here and have a little bit more...
answers might get better.
A little bit more frivolity. Nice. Yeah, the answers might get a little clearer as we go on. So, and then I asked Laurie, what is Mike's favorite restaurant?
We have cheap friends. I'm a cheap date, so I'll say Marlowe's.
Marlowe's it is. They scored again. Oh, Marlowe's nice. Tavern in
we
Roswell.
We go at least once a week, so that's a good answer.
Oh, wonderful. Yeah.
And this is a great time to do a couple new donors.
We got new donors.
I'm over here just trying, watching this list pop in, seeing them, and trying to keep track of it all. All right, so for Chris and Kathy, we have Sue and Alex K. from Peachtree Corners. For Mike and Laurie, we have Walter L. from Stockbridge. For Mike and Laurie, we have Jeff and Jenny S. from Chicago. Let's see. For Chris and Kathy, we have Ward P. from Dunwoody. For Chris and Kathy, we have Mark and Roseanne B. For Mike and Laurie, we have Cindy N. from Roswell. John, we're in a little John stretch here. Let's listen to this. In honor of John, from his friend in Westerly, Rhode Island, we've got John and Kate T.
Oh, cool.
We also have Mike M. for John Horton. We've got Bill L. from Atlanta for John Horton. Mark S. from Atlanta for John Horton, who tirelessly devotes his time for the good of our community.
Ooh.
And we've got that
the
is
guy was a noble soul. Or something.
Yeah, and that is the extent right now, but they are still popping in. So keep it up, and I will request a tally soon to find out where we stand.
All right. This beer is good, by the way.
Ah, okay, good flavor. You just
what would
say?
A Catholic call-in show be without beer?
That's right. True. I know.
The only thing we're missing is some gambling.
And you'd think, watch out, the Hibernians.
Bingo.
The Hibernians were on the air, and it's just after St. Patrick's Day. They might be coming back in here. We'll have to watch out if Mike and Tommy come back in here on us and check us out. So the Quest... The Quest app is my favorite area of offering access to, particularly to Father John Ricardo at 8 a.m. Marcus Grodi is another one, does a piece, The Journey Home, which comes on at 11 a.m. When I drive around on my sales calls, I typically pick up Marcus Grodi. We get to hear why folks come back to the faith, hear converts from Judaism, Presbyterianism, Buddhism, atheism, agnosticism, and people not grounded in any faith at all. Individuals lost in our culture of relativism and materialism. The other benefit I find is we get real news here on the Quest. Teresa Tomeo's news, which starts at 9 a.m., and Al Cresta for in-depth analysis in the afternoon starts at 4 p.m. Another favorite is Dr. Doctor, available on Saturday at 11 a.m. If you want to know what's really going on with COVID and what's going on with the vaccines and whether you should take one of the Pfizer's or the other one, these guys offer really very well-grounded information, no political analysis, and it gives you a high level of comfort about what's going on in our country to take care of this COVID disease. More on Father Ricardo, his podcast, number 735. And in fact, if you go to the Quest app, you go to Programs on Demand, then you got to go to Ave Maria Radio. Once you get there, you can dial up Father Ricardo, punch in 735. It's his biblical view of marriage. And I have really two wonderful couples here today who've been blessed in many ways with children, family, over time will come grandchildren and many things. But it's a magnificent, and it ennobles marriage, starting with Genesis, incorporating John Paul's theology of the body and some troubling passages from Ephesians. He offers a true path to success for a married couple. If you can, please consider a monthly pledge, 100, 75, 50, 25, 10. Like any business, some predictable cash flow is needed to keep the doors open and play our part and pay our part-time employees. How many employees do we have at this point in time? Do we know?
We do not have very many. Most of this station is volunteer run, which is, it's also volunteer supported, both financially and in terms of who is keeping the station alive. So please call in and support your Atlanta Catholic station, 470-508-1160.
So this is run as a lean, mean machine here, folks. Know that your money is well spent when it comes in the door. What I can see, many of you folks have been attracted to the station as volunteers. Maybe that's what you need to do. You can call 470-508-1160. Also, dial in at thequestatlanta.com. I think if I can go back to Mike and Lori, I was going to ask you a little bit about St. Peter Chanel and a few words about Monsignor Peter or possibly Father Paul Porter.
Sure. Father Paul's a new priest to the diocese and new priest to St. Peter Chanel. He's wonderful. We had him over the house a couple of weeks ago, and he's got a special connection with the Blessed Trinity teens and the kids. Monsignor Rao has been at the parish since 2009 and steady hand at the wheel, doing a great job, and we love the parish.
You mentioned Blessed Trinity. That's a high school here in Atlanta?
Yeah, right now St. Peter Chanel is next to Blessed Trinity Catholic High School and Queen of Angels Catholic Elementary School. It's one big campus.
And there must be some people out there who've gone to Blessed Trinity. Some of the, I think they were the champions not that long ago.
Three-peat.
A three-peat. Listen to that. And the gauntlet has gone down to you people at Marist and possibly St. Pius as well. You know, it'd be a nice gesture if you could call 1160 AM on your radio dial, 470-508-1160. You know, we were talking about local programming options. Maybe we can do live broadcasts here of the football games. You know, it would could work. Or we could at least get a sports show on here. That would be a good thing. Kathy and Chris, maybe you have something to offer about your parish?
Yeah, Monsignor Joe is, as he likes to say at the beginning of each homily, that it's the best parish in the Archdiocese. Oh. I'm sure that he says that wherever he's stationed.
That's Joe Corbett is not braggadocio in any sense of
not
the word.
At all.
No, the humble man, for sure.
Yes.
Terrific. So I think we're going to go to a break. And bingo, we hit it.
Sure, we're going to a break. And I think we have the bonus round right after break. Is that correct?
We have a bonus round. Yeah, we got to come up with a question. Let's see what we want
awesome.
To do
Stay
here.
Tuned, and we will talk about the bonus round right after break.
Hello, I'm Lisa Wheeler from CarmelCommunications.com. You've discovered AM 1160, The Quest, where faith meets life, covering all of Metro Atlanta and beyond. Listen on air or online at thequestatlanta.com any time of day.
The Quest would like to wish a very happy birthday today to Father Matthew Van Smorenberg.
Happy birthday!
Please join us in the gift of a birthday prayer for Father Matthew Van Smorenberg from you, our listeners, as we say. God our Father, we give thanks to you for Father Matthew Van Smorenberg, whose birthday we celebrate today. We thank you for his devotion to you and the role he serves as a shepherd of the church. May he enjoy the beauty of your love today in many little ways. We ask this in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
The Quest presents Pro-Life Minutes.
Did you know that since the Supreme Court ruling of Roe v. Wade in 1973, we have lost over 61.5 million babies to abortion? Now let's think about that. 61.5 million people would be like wiping out even more than the entire populations of the states of California and New York. Every 37 seconds in the United States, a baby is aborted. That is over 61 million babies that never got to be held or cherished. That means by the time I finish this sentence, an innocent baby will have lost their life. You might be asking what you can do to help. You can get involved by contacting your local center today. If you'd like to volunteer, contact 1-800-712-HELP to find your nearest pregnancy resource center. Let's show the world that every life matters by speaking up for life at every opportunity.
For more homegrown wisdom, visit thequestatlanta.com.
You can take AM 1160 The Quest with you no matter the location. Listen live any time of day, discover community resources, and submit prayer requests at thequestatlanta.com.
On the air, you lucky folks. Here we are, and we seek His kingdom. Spring pledge drive, hour number 18. I think we've you guys are hitting the keyboards out there pretty hard, because I think we've gotten over 50 calls, which could be a record here. And it would make us feel good if you would keep the momentum going. I would like the numerous children of these two families to please continue texting your friends and encouraging them. There's football coaches out there. There's cheerleader coaches. There's an infinite number of people in their world who would love to contribute to this station and keep it on the air, so you children could listen to something halfway decent rather than some of the smut that comes across that telephone you have in your hand. Anyway, back to a question for the wives. This is the bonus question, which we've decided to toss in. Let's make it 500 points for the bonus question.
Oh, my goodness. Hey, before you ask the 500-point question, let's give thanks to some of our donors. You guys are doing incredible. These are just coming in, and it's awesome to see over here. You are definitely working our telephone line, 470-508-1160. So we have... Paul Y. from Sandy Springs for Kathy. You can help me pronounce it, for CMAC and Kathy.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
That's right.
And we have Larry and Lynn B. for Mike and Laurie. That is a leadership gift. So, Laurie, why don't you ring that yellow bell right there?
Wow.
Awesome. And then we have Cam and Lourdes D. from Atlanta for Chris and Kathy. Trish M. from Sandy Springs for Chris and Kathy. Lauren G. from Atlanta for Chris and Kathy. Mia M. from Dunwoody for Chris and Kathy. Lily and Jordan R. for Chris and Kathy. Maybeth and Sam C. from Atlanta for Chris and Kathy. Mari C., half for the McDonald's and half for the Carrolltons. Lou I. from Dunwoody for Chris and Kathy. Wow, Kathy, do you have like all of St. Jude calling in for you today? This is awesome. So
terrific.
Keep calling. Oh, I also see, let's see, Paul B. M. just donated. And I said this too soon to see who he's for, so we'll have to announce that in a minute. But keep calling. And, you know, if you're not getting through because we have so many calls, that website, again, is thequestatlanta.com. There's a beautiful donate button. We just had our website redesigned to be even easier for you to find that donate button and all of the great local content we have. Actually, let me ask Laurie, before John asks you a bonus question, mm-hmm. Why should your friends call in and support the Quest?
Because it's wonderful Catholic radio, full of incredible content that makes you feel good when you're done listening.
There we go. A good message from Laurie Carlton. And you folks at Peter St. Peter Chanel, get off your duff, really. It's time for you to pick up the phone. I mean, these people from St. Jude are really making you look bad. And, you know, it's not a good thing for this. I mean, Monsignor Rao is going to be cloaked in shame the next time he talks to Joe Corbett. We cannot have that. These gentlemen are, I mean, in fact, it is Monsignor Joe Corbett and Monsignor Peter Rao.
Yes,
so
yes.
The next time they have a Monsignor meeting, whenever that is, there's going to be some looks exchanged. Please, St. Peter Chanel, let's get it together, please. So back to the question for Kathy. Let's see. Which of you is most likely to talk their way out of a speeding ticket?
Definitely Chris.
Ah, okay. There we go. And Lori, what would you say?
Well, considering that I never get speeding tickets and Mike's personality, definitely Mike.
So the husbands get to own that, huh? All right. So I'm going to ask the ladies to leave the room briefly. The husbands will come in, and we will continue our work here at the quote at the Quest. Now, as a business owner, you can become an underwriter. In fact, I think this morning's first show was from a company. What was the name of that company? Do you remember,
yeah,
Rachel?
Yeah, VerseSprite. VerseSprite is a cybersecurity company, and Tony UV, the founder, is just a great guy and a great supporter of the Quest as well.
And the name of that company again?
VerseSprite.
Verse, spell that for me.
So that's V-E-R.
V-E-R.
S-P-R-I-T-E.
Yeah. VerseSprite. All right. Remember that, please, if you need cybersecurity. Gentlemen are coming back into the room. They've been drinking the beer, no doubt about it. I got to find my questions. I moved them somewhere, but we're going to come up with them. Hold on, guys. A little chaos for the host here.
While you look for that, let me announce a couple more donors while you're looking. So Lou I, that we called a minute ago from Dunwoody, is for Chris and Kathy. I'm sorry, Paul B was the one we called earlier. So that was for Mike and Lori. And Gus P from Atlanta is for you, John.
You're going to Gus.
Getting a lot of lovely donors there.
Yeah.
So that number again is 470-508-1160. You can also go to thequestatlanta.com. Hey, Chris, why do you think that your friends should call in and keep supporting the Quest Atlanta radio station?
I think my good Catholic friends should call in. I got some degenerate Catholic friends who maybe you shouldn't have on the air.
You know, some of you, there might be a plenary indulgence in the background here somewhere for some of you souls that are wavering a little bit. And there could be an opportunity here to maybe get you on the right path. So we will see. Now, the current totals. The McDonald family, $8,300 plus 150 points gets us to a total of $8,450. The Carltons, who came in late into the game, they were a last-minute draft. They were showed up like moments before, $5,900 plus $300 on top of that. We have $6,200 in the bank for the Carltons. Thank you all. Now, the question for the husband. Which of your kids likes to embarrass the other siblings most? What would you say, Chris?
Well, that's easy. That would be Jack.
Jack. Jack it is. And Mike, what would you say? Which of your kids likes to embarrass the other siblings the most?
That might be Henry.
Henry. All right. We got Jack and Henry. Jack and Henry, you have been called out. Both of you, it's time for you to pick up the phone and call 470-508-1160. Call your friends. Text your friends. Mom and Dad are becoming famous on the radio, and you got to let all your friends know about that. This is real on-air broadcasting. And you guys are more tech-savvy. Maybe thequestatlanta.com would be the way to go. So we can ask the ladies to return to our space, if we could.
Awesome. While they're coming in, we're still getting donors. So shout out to Bridget M. from Atlanta, who donated for Chris and Kathy, and Daniel L. for Sean. So keep in mind, guys, we are almost to the end of our pledge drive, but we're just going to keep going. We're having so much fun. We're definitely going to go past the hour for this one, but keep calling in. That number again is 470-508-1160, or you can go to thequestatlanta.com and keep calling, keep supporting your favorite couple and maybe, you know, your favorite parish that they are representing. 470-508-1160.
So has Mike Higgins shown up? Is there a Mike H on this list anywhere?
Oh, my goodness.
Mike Higgins makes more money over there at St. Jude than anybody else. Mike should be calling in and offering us some funds for the total. Wonderful. So the Carltons, we have, all right, let's go back here. Now, the McDonald's total is $8,450. The Carlton's total is $6,200. The Carlton's picked up the Garrett's donation plus theirs. Thank you. All right. Now, back to the question. Where are we here? I got to find those. I'm a little sketchy here as a host. So this is a question for the wives. Over there, Kathy, which of your kids likes to embarrass the other siblings the most?
I would have to say the one who's the most like Chris,
uh-huh,
which would be Jack.
Jack. Jack, you've been called out again. Jack, this
easy
is twice.
Money.
Jack, like father, like son. So, Jack, you're probably expressive and sort of an outwardly going guy, so you probably have some chums. Maybe you call some of your friends and encourage them to call 470-508-1160. Also, you guys text very quickly, thequestatlanta.com. You can probably turn money in here quicker than we could imagine. So please do that, and we'll see if we can get some more funds in the door. So back over here, Mike, the question is, which of your kids likes to embarrass the other siblings the most?
I would say Henry.
Henry.
Boom.
Yeah, Henry it is. And let's see, back to over here to Chris. Which of you is most likely to talk their way out of a speeding ticket?
Oh, no doubt that would be me.
Oh, yes, you're the more verbal of the two?
I would be talking that cop into, I'm issuing him the ticket.
In fact, it reminds me, if there's any police out there, you know, we'll be more than happy to stand by you, gentlemen. Anytime any of you want to call in, 470-508-1160. And the question back over here to Mike is, which one of you is most likely to torque their way out of the speeding ticket?
That would be me.
That would be Mike.
Yes.
And you're fairly verbal as well?
Donut leverage, and my wife would never make any story up. She'd take the ticket. I would try to resist. We're very different that way.
That's the gift of a marriage. My wife saved me from many, many, many a verbal exchange I did not need to have over our many years of marriage.
If we get pulled over, I say, I got this one.
Terrific.
We love the cops, though.
Yeah. So is it time for another update?
So we've got another donation here. Thank you, Renee F. from Mason, Ohio, for Mike and Laurie. We actually have a shout out you might have heard on our commercial break. If you weren't busy dialing 470-508-1160, you might have heard the shout out for Father Matthew Van Smorenberg. He is from St. Brendan the Navigator and coming, and today is his birthday. So let's wish Father Matthew a happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Father Matthew.
Yeah.
That's easy to say. Van Smorenberg doesn't come out very easy. What's the nickname for him? Father Alphabet or something like that? They call him over there.
Exactly. And hey, if you are from St. Brendan the Navigator, you might be listening. Happy to hear that birthday wish. And that's some more of the great local content that we bring to you with The Quest. If you were listening to our very first hour of the pledge drive, you might have noticed a couple of our volunteers talked about how much they love celebrating priests' birthdays. So if you want to keep us on air, there's a lot of little things we do, like send the priests a birthday card. So that number again to donate, and make sure you donate in honor of your favorite couple in here, the McDonald's or the Carltons. But that number again is 470-508-1160, or go to thequestatlanta.com.
So, Blessed Trinity, what's that football coach's name?
Coach Mac, Coach McFarland.
Coach McFarland.
10 years at BT, 100 wins. He's incredible.
He is.
He just retired, though, so he's no longer a PT.
I thought he was going somewhere. Did he decide to go somewhere?
A little plug for the Catholic football teams of Atlanta. Uh-huh. A few years ago, our son was playing in a state championship game, but three out of the top four teams were all Catholic: St. Pius, Marist, and BT. So I would recommend play their games on the air. It'd be kind of fun. Good rivalry.
I would agree with that. And if you'd like to make your points known or your voice known, you can dial 470-508-1160. Opinions offered with cash are much more highly considered than those just given in a verbal format. So if you like offer $500-$600, or if you have a company and you want to sponsor like Catholic football on the radio, that would be, you'd get a lot of fans for that. You could fill up a brewery full of people doing something like that, wouldn't you think?
Absolutely. And I have to say, Mike's mentioned the BT football program multiple times. As everybody knows, the biggest sport in the state is the big revenue sport, running. Pius is a three-time cross country.
There back, we go.
Back.
So, shout out to Pius runners.
Shout out to Pius. In fact, I should. My son Adam should be calling in from Seattle. Is Adam called in yet? Because Adam was on the first lacrosse team we ever had at St. Pius. Hmm. That was a while ago. Yes.
Yeah, there's so many names have come in. I'm not sure if we've heard Adam. We'll have to take a look at that.
Please do.
Pretty soon. Hey, by the way, we have gotten a couple more donors. So thank you to, let's see. An anonymous donor from Decatur, and they're donating in honor of their mother, Nancy. Oh, and this is going towards Chris and Kathy. And then we also have Sterling Z from Alpharetta for Mike and Laurie. So I know, John, I know you're going to send us to a break pretty soon to get those final scores, but you know what? The break will be about 3 minutes long. Plenty of time to call 470-508-1160 or go to thequestatlanta.com. So if you're thinking of calling and you need to just wait a minute till that break, don't worry. It's coming up very shortly, and you can call that number, 470-508-1160, and your dollars are going directly towards, right now, directly towards a couple's bragging rights at winning and a special prize that we will mention later. So please call that number, and we will get you that total after break, 470-508-1160.
Please remember that the Quest is 100% listener supported. We don't get government money here. How odd is that? Anyway, we need Catholic radio now more than ever. Truth seems to be very elusive. Radio as a medium is more effective than TV, as it causes you to think, whereas on TV, it's the video that dominates. A news show with Al Cresta, Teresa Tamio, or Raymond Arroyo, I find informative and the information reliable. The collective media cabal seems bent toward a cause we find hard to support as Catholics. Think of Amy Comey Barrett. Could not be a better example of a human being, yet they found ways to disparage her character when she was coming up for the Supreme Court. I have here in my notes, we have 3 days to raise a little over $100,000. We have 3 minutes now to raise a little over at least $1,000. So we urge you to action now. Pull over. Stop at the next stopping place. Don't buy Cheetos. Just sit in your car and dial 470-508-1160. If you're near a computer, dial thequestatlanta.com.
Hey guys, this is Brian Finneran, former Atlanta Falcon from St. Benedict's, right here in Johns Creek, Georgia. And you're listening to Atlanta Catholic Radio, AM 1160, The Quest.
The Quest presents Mom Minutes with Cameron Frad from Among the Lilies.
Our life as moms are so busy. We're driving to and from this activity, that sport, and we're just busy all the time. We need to take a moment for ourselves and to breathe. We need to find a resting place. I know for me, I'm so busy with my children, I don't actually have much time of quiet. And when there is a moment of quiet, my brain is racing to process all the interactions and or images or experiences of my day. How do you find a quiet place? How do you quiet your heart? We must remove things in our lives so that we can have our hearts as a resting place for Jesus. Take a moment and let Him dwell inside of you.
For more homegrown wisdom, visit thequestatlanta.com.
This is Father Thomas Cejuda, a priest of the Archdiocese of Atlanta, and this is my favorite prayer, the Lord's Prayer. Let us pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Whenever Christians judge some behavior to be immoral, we're often hit with Matthew 7:1, where Jesus says, "Judge not, that you be not judged." But this is a misreading of the text, because just a few verses later in verse 5, he gives us precise instruction on how to judge. He says, "First, take the log out of your own eye, and then you will see clearly to take the speck out of your brother's eye." Jesus, therefore, is not saying that we can't judge a behavior to be immoral. His point is that we need to have a forgiving and merciful attitude toward others as God has toward us. And when we do judge a behavior to be wrong and encourage our brother to avoid it, we need to make sure that we're first a credible witness living an upright life. I'm Carlo Broussard with the Ready Reason for Catholic Answers, Catholic.com.
This is the home of listener-supported Atlanta Catholic Radio, AM 1160, The Quest, WCFO, East Point, Atlanta.
Back on the air now at 1160 AM radio on your radio dial here in Atlanta. We are finishing up with the newlywed game. And I was asking our contestants if they have any favorite saints. So I was going to go over to Kathy and Chris McDonald. But before I do that, if Kathy and Chris have any friends left who've not called into the quest at 470-508-1160, please do so now, because we are coming up to the critical point of winner and loser in the couples game here of newlyweds. And so, Kathy and Chris, would you maybe talk about one of your favorite saints?
Sure.
Kathy?
My namesake, St. Catherine of Siena, is my favorite saint, and I'm sure everybody knows the quote, if you are who God created you to be, you'll set the world ablaze. And I think of that almost every day to try to live out my life in the way that he has intended, and, you know, all the blessings that we've received, put them to good work in, you know, all the lives and all the places and people that we meet.
Well, thank you very much. What was that? What was the quote again, please, from Catherine?
If you are who God created you to be, you will set the world ablaze.
If you are God who created you to be, you will set the world ablaze. Thank you. Chris?
So I know Monsignor Joe would want me to do the shameless plug for the best parish in the Archdiocese, St. Jude. But years ago, I read the book Interior Castle by St. Teresa of Avila, and she has always been my favorite saint since. Tough book, but a very inspiring.
And then Mike and Lori Carlton. Mike Carlton might have someone that he wants to toss in.
Favorite saint's always been Drew Brees.
Yeah, there we go.
Greatest quarterback in New Orleans Saints history.
Yeah.
Just retired. Just kidding. St. Paul. Favorite saint as a Catholic convert from growing up Protestant. St. Paul. The great evangelist, wrote most of the Bible, certainly New Testament. He is my favorite saint.
And Lori?
Mine's definitely Mary, the Mother of God, because I love the rosary, truly love it. She was a wife. She was a mother. She loved her child, and she was hurt. And she's just the epitome of somebody I can look up to and trust. St. Mary.
Wonderful. Thank you. Yeah, I was just listening to Father Ricardo was talking this morning about the trip to Lourdes and, you know, the Blessed Mother's appearance and the effect it had on his entire parish that went on that trip. It was extraordinary. Oh, we have money to talk about here.
Excuse us. We've got a couple new donors that I'm going to announce before we get the total tally. So thank you to Matt K. from Sandy Springs. I know that one's for me. That's my fiance calling in. So thank you, Matt, for donating.
All right, Matt. You held out, Matt, to the last minute, buddy.
Yeah, he did. Thank you to Mike A. from Elkhart, Indiana.
Matt was about to be in trouble.
Yeah, he wants to sweep in at that last hour. But thank you. So Mike A. is for John Horton. Judy H. is from Woodstock for Mike and Laurie. Arthur H. from Atlanta for John Horton, and John C. from Harper Woods, Missouri, for Chris and Kathy. So you may be wondering why we are still on the air. It's because you guys are just doing so amazing and calling in, and thank you so much for your support. Feel free to keep donating, especially if you go to thequestatlanta.com to donate, because you can do that any hour, and you've done so incredible that we are about to get the total scores. They are rapidly trying to calculate our final score so we can know who is the winner. John, what do we have
here? Judy H. is also called Nana, just by the way.
So we're coming up with some final totals here. Kathy and Chris McDonald coming in with $8,450 plus another $1,150. $9,600 is what I come up with the total. Oh, and the Carltons, and again, last minute draft choice here, coming in at $5,950 with another $1,300 for a total of $7,250. And woo! Yes, we have nailed it.
All right.
Thank
hey,
you.
Why don't you get McDonald's? Why don't you ring the bell and ring the bell because you won?
Please ring the bell. Yes. All right. McDonald's are the winners. Wonderful. So I think does this conclude our show? Do we continue until we bleed this city dry of every dollar possible?
This does conclude our lovely 18-hour Seek His Kingdom pledge drive. But you can still donate, thequestatlanta.com. You can even still call us. We might have to call you back if it's in the middle of the night, but that number is 470-508-1160. And thank you all for your support. If you've still been thinking all 18 hours and you want to jump in and support now, thequestatlanta.com. You can still go there. And all right, John, what do we have?
We got one more. We had a little gift. I'm in the flooring business. I work with a little company called Underfoot Design. We're over in Doraville, Georgia, and we decided for the winning couple, we would toss in a rug. And so we have a wonderful rug fashioned from Siskiyou, which is a natural fiber rug.
Is this for my bald spot?
Yeah, it'll cover your bald spot. And we'll come out and measure your house, see what you like, give you some options on a delightful rug worth about $2,000.
Put it in the bar.
Yeah, we'll put it in the bar. Might be. Anyway, a little gift from Underfoot Design over there in Doraville. If you need some carpeting at some point in your life, 770-220-2720. Oh, another number. There you go. Thank you all. We've had fun. Good day.
All right. Thank you all for donating.
Thank you.
And we will head into Catholic Answers Live now.
All right.